For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. Steve, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to get my raise tickets online. It's a challenge. I got the parking pass, but no tickets yet, so I've been working on that. Anyhow.
Isn't it interesting, Steve, how we used to have to, like, meet up with people to get tickets to stuff, and, like, you'd have to meet in some shopping mall plaza somewhere and hand over the tickets, and now it's done all digital, which can be convenient unless you don't see the tickets showing up in your text messages.
Or go to will call. The problem now that we have is this is through a second party, and, you know, there's so many hands, and if the transfer is not made properly, which happened with me today, I mean, and you got an hour to go to the game, so it's kind of difficult. Anyhow, I'm sure we'll work it out. If not, I'm sure there'll be plenty of seats that I can buy when I get there.
I feel like there should be a row at all times open up for the Weintraub family. I mean, at least five seats.
I agree.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't think they're listening, though.
Yeah.
That's true. The right people will get their ears on this for sure. This isn't your first game of the season, is it?
Actually, I went to the opener. Which was great for five innings, and then it went downhill quickly. I have friends in from my hometown that actually they live in Alabama now, but they're in. And today was supposed to be a rain day, which looks like it's going to rain, so we decided to go to a baseball game. So they're excited about that. They don't get to see too many in Florence, Alabama.
Yeah. Drew and I were talking on opening day. Since you're a little bit more of a religious fan over the years, did you feel like the hype for this season building up to it felt a little different, or does it feel like business as usual as a Rays fan?
Business as usual. John, I can hardly hear you. I can hear you like through something else, but I can't hear you. Like,
should be better now.
Am I there? Is that better, Steve?
There you go. Right, I can hear you now. So I don't know if you guys went to the opener.
We did not.
Nope.
Okay. It had to be at least 50% Toronto fans there.
Man.
So yeah, and you know all the Canadian people are down here right now.
Ugh.
So then it's kind of confusing because they have the same colors as we do. It's all blue. So, you know, somebody hit a home run for Toronto, all of a sudden the crowd erupts, and I was kind of shocked.
Is that something that we just have to deal with? Because we've been talking a lot about how over the past few weeks with this Lightning season that the visiting fans have been showing up more than we remember in the last few years. Do we just have to be grateful we live in a beautiful place and that so many people are transplants and coming here and just accept the other fan bases?
Yuck.
Well, yeah, I think so. And not only that, but I think it's the time of the year, too. You know, all my friends are down here from up north visiting, and people come down here for the, you know, it's nasty up there, and they come down here and they want to take in, they want to see their hometown team. But, you know, I was watching the Arizona Yankees game, and I thought they were playing in New York. Everybody in the stands was a New York Yankee, but it was Arizona.
Mm.
So it's not just here, but I think here more prevalently, especially this time of the year, because the snowbirds are down here. So it's just something you got to deal with. I don't – listen, it's not my favorite, especially when the Boston and Yankees they're just awful.
Terrible. And when the Bolts are at home and you see the other night so many Red Wings fans, and I know the Maple Leafs travel well, and just about every visiting team, they have a vocal contingent making noise when the opposing team scores goals. I get it, but it sucks.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? If we had more, I thought that they were all sold out of their season tickets, and that would prevent you know, the people from up north coming down and grabbing a ticket. But apparently even the season ticket holders put their seats up for sale. I'm not sure. But, you know, Amalie Arena has sold out how many? 300 times in a row? So I don't know. I can't complain. They run they're a great organization, and they sell it every game, which we could use some of that rubbing off on our Rays. That's for sure.
No doubt. We're speaking with Steve Weintraub from Golden Diamond Source. A great time of the year to get that perfect Mother's Day piece, Father's Day piece. You're getting engaged. You can find it at Gold and Diamond Source, where your diamond never loses its value. You can always trade up down the road if you're making more money and you want to get something really, really nice for that special someone. John Senning, what do you have for Steve Weintraub off the bat?
I was just going to bring up that statistic that we saw the video on last week, that Amalie Arena, including sports and other entertainment, is the third highest grossing arena in the country behind Madison Square Garden and Barclays, also in New York City, which is pretty darn impressive.
Well, again, I think it's the ownership. I mean, Vinick he spent some money, went in there, and first of all, they got a great front office, and they got a great marketing team, and they've done very well making it a great fan experience. And there's no reason, this is just my opinion, okay? I mean, I could be off, but there's no reason why the Rays can't mirror that. The Rays have 50% of it down. Let's face it. These guys, in my opinion, are the best front office in the league. I mean, they do more with little than any other team. In fact, I saw a statistic that they have, they're the only team except for the LA Dodgers that are over 600 since 2019 every year. So, I mean, that's amazing. The LA Dodgers have like infield that is more than our total payroll. So I think they've done a great job in their scouting and recruiting and signing these players. I mean, they always seem to, well, look at this year. I mean, we got our whole starter, pitching starters are out. And they're not getting healthy anytime soon. I just read the Bays kid that is hurt again. And they still seem to win games. So, I mean, you got to take your hats off to them. Now, if they could just – I think they go out and they hire a good PR firm to promote getting people to stands. I mean, I just don't see any reason why they can't. And I know we're going to talk about the new stadium. Do I think a new stadium will bring more fans? Absolutely. We need to convince the people from Hillsborough County that it's not that far a drive. We drive over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, and I think if we provide them with a good customer experience, I think they'll come over.
They definitely will. And going back to the Amalie Arena, I remember when I moved over here from Orlando 2011, they gave us a tour of what they were doing to the arena, and instead of building a new one, they were just working to improve the old one. And I remember thinking to myself, that's not the way you grow. You got to build a new building. But I will be damned if I wasn't absolutely wrong. The building still looks modern. They've done a great job of luxury spaces and concessions, and they are making that building work. The location is just perfect. And like you said, the front office, the marketing, everyone from Jeff Vinick and Steve Griggs on down does an exceptional job of creating a legendary experience from the moment you walk in the door till the minute you leave, right?
They were the number one nominated or elected number one sports franchise of any sport a couple years ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've done an amazing job to sell out 300 games in a row or whatever it is now. Every game's a sellout over there. So they've done a great job, and I just don't understand why we can't have the same thing down here in St. Pete. I think it'll certainly help building a $1.3 billion stadium. But listen, you guys have been downtown St. Pete. You know I live down here. On Friday, Saturday night, you can hardly walk down Beach Drive.
Packed.
So it's not like people aren't coming down here. And it's a much better experience to walk around downtown St. Pete than it is to walk around downtown Tampa. Honestly, we took the ferry over there, and we went to the addition, and that was it. And then we walked back and took it back. So, anyhow, I do believe in downtown St. Pete. Look at all the high-rises they're putting up.
It's crazy.
Who they're going to sell all these things.
Yeah, it's like becoming a new city. It's funny you mentioned the PR with the Rays, though, because it's just an interesting observation, and not to throw a hot take out there or inner workings of what we do. But I mean, long before we were the official partner of the Lightning and carrying the games on our station, they were very interactive with us and always had an olive branch for us to be welcome there and offered us interviews. And we were broadcasting from playoff games long before that. And it just seems that, and I know there's logistics with other radio stations, but it seems they don't have the interest or don't know that they should have the interest in extending the olive branch to certain people in Tampa Bay to try and spread the word, just kind of like what you said with the PR. But you feel like somebody would see that. Somebody in a power or full position will look down and go, yeah, we're not touching the community the way that we are. You look at the lightning flags on everybody's cars when it gets to be playoff time and just the bolts on all the buildings. I don't feel like the Rays push into the community as much as the Bolts have, and I don't really know why.
Well, because they haven't went out and hired a good PR firm, I guess. I mean, what other explanation do you have?
Yeah, I don't know.
10 years ago, I'd offer my services, but yeah. I'm sailing off into the sunset. That's not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason why we can't get more fans than, like, today. If there's 12,000 fans in there, I'll be shocked. But we'll see. I mean, I think with time, there's no reason. We have a great product, and I mean, could you imagine if we had a lousy team?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nobody would show up. We got one of the best teams in the league, and we can hardly draw 12,000 fans. So I really think good things. I think the mayor is doing a great job, Mayor Welsh, and not, if you read the article today, I mean, they're all upset because he's not transparent. He doesn't come on and tell everybody what's happening all the time. Well, we tried that before with Kreisman and who was it, Baker, and that was a disaster. We don't need to tell everybody every single step in negotiations. You never do that, okay? And I think he's doing a great job, and he did something that none of the other mayors could do, and that's bring the Rays ownership and downtown St. Pete together. I think he's doing it the right way, and I think he's going to get the deal done. I really do.
Steve, I don't ask this in an insincere way. Have they opened the upper deck for games yet? Did they open it up for opening day, or is it still closed off?
Well, it was open. I don't know if they were selling tickets for up there, but you've got to sell 10,000 tickets to fill that up. I've seen it filled, and that was in the World Series against the Phillies.
Man.
I saw it filled up for the Royal Rumble. I got to tell you, Tropicana Field, never seen more people in there than for the Rumble.
Maybe that's the key, you have a little hybrid, like Rays game, a little wrestling match.
They've got some good, they look like they're trying to up the ante a little bit with the entertainment after the game. I remember I know that T-Pain was one of them.
Oh, yeah, World.
Yeah, they're just kind of over the cusp of middle tier. So they're trying to do things to get people in there. Steve, if it was up to you and you wanted to make it the most attractive situation for the Rays to stay in St. Pete, do you like that location? Because I know that there have been other crazy ideas that maybe the Al Lang spot down by the water has been discussed. Do you think it can be what it needs to be where it is now?
The short answer is yes. Would I love to see it in Al Lang? Hell yeah. I'd be able to watch it from my balcony.
Yeah.
but there's just no parking. It's just that you can't handle all the parking and everything else that's going on. What other place can we have all the parking and everything else that we need? Tropicana Field. We'd love to see it here. It would be amazing, but I don't know where they'd park everybody. And I think that's why we don't see it. But yes, I do think they can make it here. I think that the Rays, and this is just my opinion, I think that they need to hire a good PR firm. And if you recall, when they had those Saturday night concerts afterwards, they had a full house. I mean, you got to promote. And that's what the Lightning did. And I think the Rays need to do that. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You know, obviously, even though we have a great team, we're not filling the stands. So something else needs to happen. It's not like they don't have the money. Okay, come on. So go out and hire a professional PR firm to draw more people in the stands. I mean, it's really not that hard to figure this out.
That's what's crazy too, is that with the Lightning, and we're fairly connected and have heard these conversations, but they've almost had to educate and inform an entire city on the sport itself. You know what I mean? Like getting kids to be interested and want to play. So, I mean, I feel like baseball being America's game, it's a little more embedded in who we are, definitely in the state of Florida. And the Lightning have been able to not only sell the team, but sell the sport as a whole to people who maybe never even knew it. So if they can do that, the Rays should be able to fill that place, pretty often.
Great observation.
Well, they start with the kids. I mean, look at that. My, as you probably know, my two grandkids travel all around the country playing hockey, but they started, with some Lightning, ex-Lightning coaches, and the Lightning are always out there in the community encouraging Lightning camps and hockey. And I mean, you have to do it grassroots. I mean, you got to start with the young kids, and I don't think that's going on with the Rays. I think they could do a better job at promoting the sport. Let's put it that way. I mean, it's great that they have a great team and they've concentrated on their efforts on making sure that we have winning seasons, which is they've done a great job. But I think now they got to spend some money to get somebody out there that can get fans in the seats.
Yeah, and the interest in baseball is certainly prevalent in the area. You've got some minor league teams that do very, very well, and spring training comes around, and people go see the Phillies in Clearwater. They go see all these games, but there's something that the Rays aren't doing to connect with young fans and to connect with everyone to get them activated and go to that building. And like you said, maybe it's a PR firm, Steve. Maybe it's educating. I don't know. But there's a missing piece to the puzzle. We should be so excited about a new building going up.
I think it's us. I think between the three of us, a lack of our involvement is what's standing between the Rays and filling that place up.
Totally agree.
Well, I mean, let's face it. We have to get the Hillsborough County people to drive over the bridge. And I think they were hoping that they would get the stadium built over there. But I think once this new stadium gets approved, which I think it will, and we build a $1.3 billion complex over there, you're going to get the people to drive over. I really do believe that. It's just like, you know, have you been down 275 lately? Now they're about ready to open that express lane.
Yeah.
They've got six lanes now. I mean, it's going to be a lot different. You'll be able to get in, get out, and, you know, there's just no reason. And I think they will. I think it just takes some time. But, you know, they got to put their best foot forward after the stadium's built and do a little more work, you know. But, I mean, they spent $95 million. That's the most they've ever spent on their payroll this year, which, you know, I'm happy about. But, you know, $95 million is not a lot in Major League Baseball. So they could take some of that money and spend it on getting people in the seats. I don't know if it's going to happen before they build a new stadium, but definitely after the new stadium.
Yeah, a new building. I saw this when I worked for the Orlando Magic, and they opened up the Amway Center, now the Kia Center. A new building by itself, doesn't matter what the team looks like, doesn't matter what the marketing is, that will draw people in. Now, is it going to make people come back and back and back to more games, which baseball has like 100,000 games a season? I don't know. That's on the Rays. But just the mere building itself being new, I think is going to get new people and people like me who, when they go to Rays games, they're just, that building has no vibe to it. That stadium, as try as they might to put lipstick on that pig of Tropicana Field, it's a mausoleum and something, you know, a new building will get me interested. I don't mind driving over the bridge 5 days a week for work, and I wouldn't mind certainly after work driving up 275 to go check out a game. But, you know, it's a rough situation for them. We wish them the best, and we wish that they would certainly get us more involved.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to preach about them like we preach about the Lightning. And
absolutely. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What else we got for Steve Weintraub from Gold and Diamond Source, goldanddiamond.com, John Senning?
We were talking right before we started recording. There's a bit of a sad storyline here, but Micah Rotunda, she used to do the show with us for many years, and sadly her brother was a professional wrestler with the WWE, and he passed away, and they just released a documentary on him on Peacock over the last couple days, and It's quite the watch, just with the family and everything. But we were asking each other if you've got a lot of big name pro wrestlers that come into Gold and Diamond Source over the years.
Well, Hulk Hogan's new wife got her diamond through us. Her name, first name escapes me. Really nice, Sky.
Oh yeah,
and. You know, we had a lot of publicity, national publicity on that. So, but other than that, we used to have the two guys, the Nasty Boys.
Sags and Knobs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they used to come in all the time. Yeah. I haven't seen them in years, but I haven't seen a lot of wrestlers in there. His name is escaping me. Julie, what's the name of the guy that comes in our store all the time? Julie. The wrestler.
I love
What's
this.
This is great. This is reality TV radio here.
This is.
It's like we're
Titus
there.
Titus O'Neil.
Titus. We love Titus.
We love Titus. He's the greatest.
Titus is the man. We took a bet amongst each other on whether there was ever a period in your life where you actually watched professional wrestling, Steve.
Uh, never. I'm not a big wrestling fan. I'm sorry.
I can sense it. You're a realist. You approach the world in a very real way, and you know, somewhere between that and wrestling is
I can see the gap. You like what you like. I don't watch soccer. I don't, for the most part, don't watch college basketball. Although this women's Final Four will be exciting with Caitlin Clark playing. And by the way, that was the most watched female spectator sport ever.
That
the
is
Iowa,
crazy.
Whatever game.
Yeah.
So I think that's exciting. And, of course, my buddies are from Alabama, and Alabama's in the Final Four. That should be exciting. So, yeah. Anyhow, I just think that you like what you like, but I like, you know, hockey, football, and baseball. That's my sports. And we're lucky. We have a great sports town, and they're winners. I mean, we can talk about the Bucks, we can talk about the Rays, and we can talk about the Lightning. I mean, we've all won championships except for the Rays.
Yeah.
But I think they're close. I think, you know, if they can stay healthy, they got a good chance to get back to the World Series and win it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Bucks. They've had a heck of a robust offseason, building pieces and re-signing Baker Mayfield. It's an exciting outlook for the upcoming NFL season.
Yeah, huge. Signing Baker was the missing piece, and I had a feeling – Bucks are not stupid. They knew that they had to sign him, because if they didn't sign him, we're in a 4 or 5 years rebuilding. Now with Baker and the other signings that they did, I think we've got a chance to get back to the playoffs. And who knows? Once you get to the playoffs, who knows what can happen?
Yep.
It was crazy because, you know, you were talking about the front office of the Rays and what they've been able to do with the, you know, the product on the field. And I feel like in a way, especially over the past however many years with Jason Light and being able to bring Tom Brady and eventually Gronk and then keeping pieces when nobody thought it could keep pieces, I would have said, and I think from a field perspective, it is. He's one of the best GMs. But we had that report a couple weeks ago from the NFL Players Association where the Bucks got some of the worst scores based on multiple different things, from treatment of players to travel situations. They were in the C's and D's, and I think they even had an F in grades from the Players Association, which I was blown away to see.
That's shocking to me. I didn't read that. I don't think Tom Brady would have came here.
Yeah, I agree. And Tom, even at this point, I still think I'm almost surprised at the way that he near the end. I wondered. I just wondered: is he loving it here? Does he think to himself, "I could have stayed in New England and got another ring and maybe another ring"? And I feel in my heart that he absolutely loved his time here and thinks of it as one of the best periods of his career.
Yeah. Does Mike Evans re-sign if this is such a bad place to be? He's an elite receiver who's still got some gas left in the tank. He doesn't sign here if it's a bad franchise.
Maybe Antonio Brown stuffed the ballot box with the Players Association and is trying to make everybody look bad.
Why a lot of these players still live here even after they stop playing football. So Tampa Bay is a wonderful area. Over 3 million people and growing, and just a nice place to raise your kids, in my opinion. And it's a wonderful area. It really is. So who wouldn't want to be here? Everybody wants to get traded to a winning team or a team that has a potential. And I think that's why they like the Rays, certainly. And that's why they like the Lightning. I mean, those two players, we haven't talked about this, but those two players, Dumba and DeClair, I mean, that makes all the difference in the world for our team. That was a different team that after they drafted or traded for those two, we won 9 in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looks like a whole different team. It's amazing how two players can change a whole attitude and the look of a team. But I think the Lightning are dangerous. I think they make it to the playoffs, which looks like they will. I think they could surprise everybody.
I believe they had the second best record in the month of March in the NHL. So they are almost peaking at the perfect time.
Yeah, they still look. They have lapses here and there, but I think, like Steve said, bringing in especially Duclair, that guy came in and everybody was like, "Oh, what's Julian Brisebois doing? He doesn't know what he." And then, boom, the guy gets out there and puts up points in like 7 of his first 8 games. Looks great, and the whole team is really clicking right now. And man, we've got Kucherov, just an elite level talent. I don't know that we say enough about what he means to this team and this franchise. What a player.
I mean, 127 points, tied with McKinnon and right ahead of McDavid. I mean, listen, Kucherov is, I mean, sometimes he looks like he's not trying, but he's just so talented that he doesn't have to try that hard. Sometimes I think he is trying. I just think that's his style. And we do have a good team. But I did notice a huge difference that Duclair fits right in to our whole system,
you know,
and that makes such a big difference. That guy is just like he's a difference maker, and I was so happy to see them pick him up. I didn't know he'd be this good, but it's exciting. I'm looking forward to the postseason.
Steve, we had a conversation on our show a couple weeks ago, maybe about a week ago, because this guy from the Detroit Lions was in the Tampa Bay area and got himself in some trouble. There was a warrant out for his arrest, and we asked the question, is it okay or not okay that there should be a one-and-done policy when it comes to domestic violence? And I know that's obviously a subject matter that is near and dear to your family's heart, and you love sports as well. Why is there such a consistent issue with players in the NFL and domestic violence, and if it's a, should it be a zero tolerance? You do it once and you're gone.
If you're asking my opinion, I say yes. Yes, there should be a zero tolerance, but I mean, there's different circumstances to every situation. But I can tell you this particular instance, when I knew we were going to briefly talk about it, and Julie, as you know, is a domestic violence advocate and does a lot of stuff and a lot of work in the community. And we did some checking, and all I can say is I can't say too much about this whole situation, but I know the Hillsborough State Attorney is doing everything they can to stop it. And they've always been a great partner with us and making sure that it doesn't happen in our community. So I think they're doing all they can. But, I mean, there's circumstances that I can't discuss that, you know, it's kind of beyond their control. So, but honestly, yes, I don't think that, you know, domestic violence should be tolerated. I mean, these guys, these are big football players. It's out of control. I mean, I don't know how big this guy is, but I'm assuming he's 240, 50 pounds. I don't know. I mean, and hitting and strangling a woman, there's no place for it, in my opinion.
That was the thing. The initial charge was domestic violence with strangulation or something. And the thing is, you know, I think that you make a statement as a team in the moment, which the Lions did. I think before he even turned himself in, they cut him. And then, you know, the stories this morning is that Pittsburgh might be ready to look at him already. So people forget things very quickly and honestly probably aren't even really that informed. If this warrant wasn't served and it didn't happen in the Tampa Bay area, we might not be super clued into it. A Detroit player in Tampa and in Pittsburgh, you know, if you're paying close attention, maybe you'll know, but he'll sign there and people will be excited about it and forget that anything ever happened.
Well, I think when that stops, that has to stop. Come on, you can't. A guy like that, the Lions did the right thing, and now you got Pittsburgh interested in him. I mean, as long as they have teams ready to pick up these wayward souls and these dysfunctional athletes, I mean, what's to prevent them from stopping?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's wrong. I don't think it's right. I think it's once this happens, I don't think any team should be allowed to pick them up. But anyhow, that's just my opinion. I don't know the whole circumstances, but I know that the Hillsborough State Attorney is working hard on this case. So that's all I'll say for that. And he lives in Lutz, so he must like it here too.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
So I don't know.
Yep. Well, Steve, listen, we always appreciate the time, my man. GoldandDiamond.com. Stop by and see him. You can see the whole Weintraub family. They'll work with you to find the perfect piece, that once-in-a-lifetime engagement ring, wedding set, whatever you're looking for. 3800 Olmerton Road in Clearwater. Go by and see them. They're great. And, John, you look like you got something.
Well, I do. Is this real? I'm looking at it. I'm making sure. We got to bring it up to Steve if we're breaking the news to him. That's a real tweet, right? That's real. Did you know about that before we started recording?
No. What tweet?
No.
It appears that Stefan Diggs might be headed out.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Okay.
He's traded. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw he was throwing shots on social media, Josh Allen, last night, insinuating that the only reason Josh Allen was as good as he was because of him.
Of
so
course.
I kept telling you that collapse was coming. I just didn't know it was going to be after the season.
Well, Stefan Diggs is a crybaby. Yeah. So that's all I'll say about him.
He
so
digs his own hole, that's for sure.
Yes,
another Antonio Brown in the making.
Okay. All right. Good riddance to him.
Yeah.
Steve, thank you, buddy. Give our best to Julie, and we always appreciate the time. And once again, stop by Golden Diamond Source. Tell Steve we said hey.
Enjoy the game.
Thank you, guys. Go Rays.
Go Rays,
baby. Go Bolts. Go Rays.
See you, buddy.
Go Bolts. Go Bucks.
Bye.
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 Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.